The Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is with Mrs. Phyllis of Riverston, and the date is the 13th of December 1991.
There you are. My name is Winston Phyllis, and I'm living at 67 Riverston Road, Riverston. I was born on the 5th of March 1929, and I was born in Riverston at what was called Sister Barnes's nursing home. I'm married, I'm an Australian, and I have three children.
Okay, so first of all, how long have you lived in this area all your life?
I was born here.
Right. A few questions about your family background. What kind of work did your father do?
He worked at the meatworks. He used to work in the margarine department.
And is that very close by here?
It's on the other side of town. Mm-hmm. But Dad used to walk to work. We lived in Regent Street, which was half a dozen streets down towards the town.
Right.
And I suppose it would have taken about 15 minutes, mm-hmm. 20 mm-hmm. minutes to walk to work.
And did your mother work?
No, Mum never worked.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and two sisters.
Right. So you went to school in the area,
mm-hmm.
and did you walk to school from
home?
Oh,
yes. We always walked to school.
It wasn't a very long walk, I suppose, from where you were.
Well, the infant school, did you come past Garfield Road?
No.
Well, Garfield Road is the main street through the town, and the infant school is on the corner, more or less in this direction, just down that
road. Right. Mm-hmm.
We always walked to school mm-hmm. and walked home. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a car.
Didn't you?
Mm-hmm. We never had a car.
So how did you manage to get around? Did you rely on public transport or did you walk?
Well, we relied on the trains if mm-hmm. we went anywhere.
Yeah.
And, we just went to places that you walked to in the town, mm-hmm. the picture show and the school mm-hmm. and the church. And that.
Right. And was there a bus service?
No, not when we were young.
So if you needed to go further afield, you went by train?
Went by train. Mm-hmm.
And what was the house like that you lived in? That's that photograph there of the weatherboard mm-hmm. house.
Yes.
So it's a typical weatherboard house of that era, I suppose. When would that have been built?
It would have been built 1924.
Mm. And your parents had it built for
yes,
them?
Yes, it was built for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many bedrooms was it?
Well, originally... now let me see. Originally there were two bedrooms in the front there. Behind this bedroom was a living room. Mm-hmm. And behind this bedroom was a room that was the kitchen. And the bathroom was attached to the back on a little back veranda.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a few years later, my parents had this back building, back area put on, which gave them a big kitchen, a bathroom, laundry, and a back veranda.
Mm-hmm. So was that while you were still living there?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you had an inside toilet, did you?
And no, we didn't
no.
have it. The toilet was out the back.
Was it?
It was mm-hmm. a bathroom and a laundry, but it didn't have a toilet
right.
in it. Now, we always had the toilet out the back, and the sanitary man came along
right.
every week and emptied the cans.
and that was for quite a while, I suppose, until you got the sewer on.
We didn't get the sewer on here till about 10 years ago.
Really?
Mm. And it was one of the best things to happen to the
yes.
district.
And so this house of your parents was on a fairly large block, was it?
I suppose it would be a 60-foot frontage.
Mm-hmm. And you had neighbours close by, next door? Looks like...
No, that was an empty block.
Oh, right.
Actually, when the house was built, my grandparents had all this... would have been about three blocks of land on the corner
mm-hmm.
of Regent Street and Railway Terrace, and my grandparents built the house on the corner there, and my Uncle Charlie and Aunt Alice lived in the house and looked after the grandparents
mm-hmm.
and when the grandparents they died. My father got married. They split up the land. Charlie and Alice kept this area, and my father had this area, which gave it a big block there, and then the house block. So this area was a big
empty garden, was it?
Yes, they had vegetable gardens. Mm-hmm. We used to just call it the paddock. And there was another empty space on the other side.
So you had plenty of space.
We had plenty of room to play in. Mm. We used to have a bonfire in the paddock when it was bonfire night. Mm.
And your father grew vegetables?
Yes, he had a small vegetable garden, and Uncle Charlie had a vegetable garden.
Did you have any chooks?
I believe we did at one time, but I can't remember much about the chooks. Mm-hmm. I must have been only very young.
Mm. And what did your mother... Did your mother have electrical appliances when you were small?
The electricity came to Riverston in the 1930s. And before that, she had a fuel stove in the kitchen and a fuel copper mm-hmm. in the laundry. Mm-hmm. But when the electricity came, she got a fuel stove and a refrigerator eventually.
An electric stove, you mean?
An electric stove, yeah. Electric stove and a refrigerator.
And what about vacuum cleaners and toasters and things like that?
Well, not straight away. No. But she did eventually get those things.
And what about shopping? Did she have to go walk to the shop and carry her things home, or did she get
a lot of people it? Came around. Mm-hmm. You know, who was it? I think the butcher came around, and the milkman always came around. Mm. And there used to be a couple of people came around with green groceries. I remember there was an old lady came around in a horse and cart with vegetables and that. I can't mm-hmm. think of her name. But, and the groceries, the fellow from the shop had come and collect your order and then deliver it. So Mum did not have to go and carry her shopping.
Mm. And without a car that would have been a lot, wouldn't it? Mm. And so what would her daily routine have been? Just, she would have been in the house.
She was in the house, housework and mm-hmm. cooking. Mm-hmm.
And did she make jams and
yes, make jam and cook cakes. Mm-hmm. A lot more cooking than we do now.
Yeah. And did she belong to any community groups or mothers' clubs or anything like that?
She belonged to the church guild.
Mm-hmm.
But, with four children, she didn't have a lot of outside time.
No.
I think most of the time she just stopped at home and did things
kept
like
busy
that.
There.
But she worked for the guild, and every year they had a stall where she did sewing and craft work to help with the stall.
Mm-hmm. And did she make your clothes for your children?
Mm.
She sewed and...
I think she made all our clothes.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Knitted and crocheted. She did wonderful craft work. She would still be doing wonderful craft work, only that her eyes, she's 94, mm-hmm. she's living in a nursing home and she can't see, which has been a great disappointment.
It's a shame, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes.
But she did lovely craft work.
And and when you finished at primary school, did you go to high school in the area? Or?
Well, when we finished here at sixth class, we went to Parramatta Domestic Science mm-hmm. School, because there was no high school in the area then.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go on the train, steam train of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but everybody did it. You know, everybody just went to school on the train and that was that.
It was automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go on to any tertiary education after
No,
school?
I left when I was 15.
At the intermediate in those
yes.
days?
Yes, mm-hmm. the intermediate.
Right. And what did you do then?
Well, I went into town and I did a contometer course. You know what a contometer is?
Yeah, I remember the contometers.
Just. Yes. Well, I learnt the contometer in mm-hmm. Sydney. And first of all, I worked in Sydney, in Nestles and the railway, and just doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
A few years I would have worked in Sydney. And there again, we had to go on the train, mm-hmm. catch the 7 o'clock train in the morning and get home about 7 at night.
Long day.
It was a long day, but we just took it as a matter of course.
Mm.
There was always a group of us, and you had company.
You travelled with your friends.
Yes, yeah, because there wasn't a lot of work around here then. And then after a few years in town, I suppose I was a bit sick of the travelling. I went to work down at the office at the meatworks, and I learnt the accounting machine, national accounting machine. And I really enjoyed that.
And so that was, you then worked here, did you?
Yeah, at Riverston. At Riverston. Right. Mm.
And so what did you do as a child for recreation and in the holidays?
Well, we always seemed to have friends. And, well, when we were real little, I don't really know what we did. We just played. Played out in the paddock, and played with our dolls, played with our friends, rounders, and French cricket, and just games like that.
Mm-hmm. That was before television, so...
Oh, yes.
More outdoor games.
Outdoor games and marbles, just things like that.
And did you go away at all for the school holidays?
Well, we used to have a week or so in Manly each Christmas, and that was a great event.
Mm. Like the seaside?
Oh, yes, that was marvellous. And that lasted for a few years, I think. I can't remember now just how often we used to go, but I suppose it would have been about 10 or something like going to Manly. Because my uncle had a car. And he used to drive us to Manly in his car. Then as we grew older, we had, our entertainment was mainly in the town. The church had tennis courts.
Right.
So when we were in our teens, we used to go and play tennis. And the Uniting Church had a fellowship group that just went around together. And... Saturday nights we'd often go either to the pictures or go into Parramatta and go to the dances. They had an old-time dance at the town hall, and the more modern dances at what they called the Rivoli. And we'd go on the train, we'd come home at midnight, no trouble. Nowadays if my children go out at night, I like to know, where are you going, how are you going to get home? And they go by car. Not safe to go on the trains.
No.
So I think in a way they miss out. Because of that.
Yes, that sense of security has changed, hasn't it?
It has. But we'd walk home off the 12:30 train. No trouble. But we had the wireless after the electricity came. We'd listen to the wireless of an evening. Mm-hmm. And read. My family's always great readers.
Mm-hmm. So, when did you get married? Was that
1953.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved to this house?
Yes.
And did you build this house
yourselves?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it difficult to build a house then, after the war? Or it was long enough after the war, perhaps?
Well, it was very, very expensive to have a brick house built. We didn't have that money.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get a loan to have this house built. And, I suppose like now, you had to pay to get your house built, and you didn't have a lot of money other than that.
Mm.
But when this house was built, it was a lot smaller than it is now.
And this is weatherboard, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When it was first built, it stopped at that. That was the wall. So we had two bedrooms, a living area, bathroom, a laundry and the kitchen,
right,
and a teeny weeny little porch. And then we had the back veranda put on, and then we had these two rooms put on. So over the years it's grown. But
and so when your children were growing up here, what was it like when you first built here? Were there close neighbours?
Well, it was really nice. No, there weren't all these houses. There was a lady next door in this block. The lady next door, and there's an old house further down the road. Which way did you come?
I came up this way.
Came up. And on the other half, facing the next street, there was an old house down there. And I think two houses up that way. So in this whole block, there was only one, two, three, about half a dozen houses. So we own the block right through.
Oh, right, I see.
And there was that was just all green space. It was really nice and quiet. And of course, there was a dirt road out the front then too, so it was a bit dusty in the summer.
And your children had plenty of space to run around then too?
Yes.
And did your husband grow vegetables?
Oh, well, he did at one time, but he's not really a gardener.
No. And did your children go to the same school that you went to?
Yes. They used to go to the infant school. And by the time they were growing up, the primary department was there and then the high school. So they were able to stop in the town. They just went from the infants to the primary to the high school.
And did they walk to school too?
Yes, they did. We didn't get a car. Beverly, that's my youngest, she's 25 now. Well, she was a toddler before we got a car. So they all walked.
Good exercise.
Well, it's not really that far.
No. So what would your daily routine have been like when your children were small?
Housework.
Yeah. What would you do? You'd take them to school or did they go by themselves?
They went by themselves. I only ever took them to get them started and then they went by themselves. They walked. And, well, they just seemed to have friends to walk with and it was just the thing to do.
And so you cooked and tidied up the house and did you do dressmaking?
I made the kiddies. I made all the kiddies' clothes. And, well, shopping wasn't as easy then because you had to go and do it yourself.
Right. There were no deliveries.
Not so many deliveries then.
And what was the shopping area like then?
A lot smaller. My husband was working then for the grocers. Grocery shop down the street. And well, he used to see to the groceries for me, but when I got meat I had to go and get it. I can remember I had the kiddies in a pram, or one in the pram, one walking, and a port underneath, you know, the old cane prams?
Yes.
For the meat and the odds and ends of things. And it was really quite hard work at some times.
It'd take quite a while too, I suppose, to get there and back with the children.
Well, it did, but we often used to have a halfway house at Mum's.
Oh, did you?
Quite often we'd walk down to Mum's and sometimes we'd leave the children there and go on down the street and make a sort of a half-day social affair of it. So that was good.
Yes.
We had Mum and Auntie Alice, who was a very close aunt, next door. And it was great having them while the children were little. They were a real standby.
So you relied on the family for help? You didn't have to rely on neighbours or friends so much?
Well, I was lucky in having the family. Yes, I did.
Extended family.
Well, that's right, yes.
It's nice to have.
And my sister also lives in Riverston, and her children were growing up when ours were growing up.
So they had cousins as well.
Oh, yes. So we've been very lucky in that respect that we still have a family around.
Yes. And what about the neighbours? Did you have much contact with neighbours? Did you visit each other and have social occasions together?
Well, we've always been very friendly, but no, we didn't have a lot of social occasions.
Yes. And what about the churches in the area? Did the church play a big role in your life?
Well, yes, it did, because as well as the church part of it, we had the social life of the church. We always went to Sunday school when we were kiddies, and we met our friends at Sunday school. It was a part of life. We had the Sunday school picnic and the tennis club.
Yes.
And it was quite a big part of our growing up.
And I suppose you got to know people in the community through that too?
Yes.
And did you belong to any other organisations at all, like Red Cross or...? CWA or any of those?
No. Mum belonged to the Red Cross during the war.
Did she? Mm-hmm.
Yes. She and my eldest sister and I think also my aunt, they used to have what did they call it during the war? Was it some sort of a women's service that they belonged to? And they did Red Cross lessons and learnt.
Red Cross auxiliary or?
Something like that. Well, they were in that during the war. And, in case they were needed, which luckily they weren't.
Mm.
We had an air raid shelter in our backyard through the war.
Did you?
Yeah, in the paddock I was telling you about. Yes, my Uncle Charlie and my father built it. But lucky we never had to use it. It was just a hole in the ground with a roof. And a couple of seats along each side.
So is it still there today?
Or? Oh, no. No, it doesn't. Well, as you see, it was only a hole in the ground.
Mm.
When it rained, it got water in. So as soon as the war was over, it was thankfully filled in.
Mm. And what about finances? Who managed the household finances?
Well, I think probably Dad.
Mm-hmm. That's your father?
My father, yes.
Mm. And what about, did he give your mother housekeeping or...?
Yes, I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
I never really went into that.
No. Mm-hmm. And what about with your, when you were married, who organised the household finances in your
Well, I'd sort of do it.
You do?
I do it.
And so did your husband give you all his money to organise it, or did he just give you a certain amount of housekeeping?
Well, he did keep some for himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But once I started work, once Beverly was six, I got a part-time job.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I've still got it.
Have you? Oh, it's the one at the school.
At the school, mm-hmm. Yes. So I just sort of manage the finances and
mm-hmm.
take out of the bank what we need.
Right. And do you like working down there? Do you work every day or just...
Every morning.
Do you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have good school holidays. So.
That's right, and that was really important when the girls were little.
Yes.
And it's been a really good job. And I'd like to keep it up maybe for another 12 months or so.
What's your position, your secretary?
No, well, it started off as a teacher's aide,
but
now they call it a school assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But the main work I do is just, it's sort of clerical work.
Mm-hmm.
Just run off stencils and... sharpen pencils,
mm-hmm.
answer the telephone, type letters,
mm-hmm.
just general dog's body work.
Very necessary work though, isn't it?
It is mm-hmm. necessary.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Mm.
And I enjoy it.
Mm. That's good.
I also play the piano for the kiddies singing and I love that.
Do you?
Mm. Yes.
And do you, your musical like your mother then? Do you play the organ at church too?
Yes, I do.
And did your children follow you in that way too? Are they musical at all?
Beverly started to learn the piano and she got on very well. She could have been a lot better than me. Annie. Once she started growing up, she didn't have time for it.
Mm.
So now she doesn't play it at all. But I did the same thing. I had lessons when I was young and then I forgot all about it till I took it up again.
And what did your children do for recreation?
Apart from school?
Yes. When they came home from school and in the holidays?
Well, that's really a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of that.
Did you go on picnics or...?
Oh, yes, we went for a lot of picnics.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Where to?
Well, usually at one time through the holidays we'd go into town, go to the beach,
mm-hmm.
and...
Into Sydney, you mean,
into,
do you?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
into Sydney. And, out to Cat Eye or around and about.
Mm-hmm. That was when you had the car, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... did the children go to the local picture show? And
OK, Occasionally, mm-hmm. Not a lot though, because I don't know. The pictures didn't seem to be that popular at that time. Mm. We have a swimming pool down here now, and but they were never ones for wanting to go out all the time.
They found things to occupy themselves at home.
They had friends down the back and friends over the road, mm-hmm. and they had their cousins.
And what sort of games did they play? Outdoor games too? Like you did as a child? Or?
I suppose they did. Mm. Isn't that funny? That's one part I hadn't thought of, what they did when...
You were probably busy working and,
yes, and
they were entertaining themselves.
Entertain themselves. Mm-hmm. Reading and jigsaw puzzles. And,
mm-hmm. And what about health services? Was there... did you have your children at the local hospitals here?
I had Lynn at King George's Hospital in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next two I had at a private hospital in Windsor.
So there wasn't a hospital here at that time, nearer to here?
Not a maternity hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little private hospital in Riverston, but most of us went to Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a maternity hospital there. Now we had doctors in Riverston.
Did you?
Yeah.
So for any emergencies, you had doctors close by?
Oh yes, there's always been doctors in Riverston.
Mm-hmm.
And for Rosemary and Beverly, I just went to the doctor down here and he went to Windsor to deliver the babies,
mm-hmm.
and so it was quite convenient.
Mm-hmm. And what about for dental treatment? Did you have a dentist?
Yes,
too?
There was a dentist,
mm-hmm.
here too.
Mm-hmm. And what about when you were a child? Did your mother have her children at have to go into the city for to have her children?
No, we had the Sister Barnes's
hospital
here.
That's where
then.
You were born.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was right in the town then. Mm-hmm. And all the mothers went there to have their babies.
Oh.
Sister
and
Barnes's.
What happened to that?
Oh, I guess Sister Barnes just got older and closed it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a midwife, was she?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they used to say she knew more than the doctors.
Probably did.
But when I was young, we had to go to Parramatta to the dentist, and that was an ordeal.
What, catching the train or going to the dentist?
Oh, going to the dentist, catching the train. That was no trouble to us.
Yes, because dentists weren't so good in those days, were they?
Oh no, you had to go and get a temporary filling in. The next minute, next week, had to go back and have it all drilled out again, and the real one put on. Oh, it was terrible.
What about the roads and the transport around here in the 50s when your children were growing up? Were the roads sealed then, or were they still dirt roads?
Well, I suppose Riverston Road out here would have been sealed about that time. It wasn't sealed when we built here.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been might have been the 60s before it was sealed. But of course the main road, Garfield Road, that was sealed.
Right.
That was sealed quite early in the piece. And Regent Street, that wasn't sealed when we were young. Oh, I suppose they just gradually sealed them one after the other.
And when did you notice the houses starting to be built around you? Was that...
Oh, it's just gradually happened that way. After we built up here, the three houses facing the road down the back there, they were built. And my children were friendly with the families in those houses,
mm-hmm.
so they had company.
Mm-hmm.
The houses across the road, they were here when we came up.
Right.
And, then just... other houses have just been coming up one after the other.
Yeah. And do you like it? Did you like it better before, or do you like having more people around?
No, I liked it better before.
Did you?
Mm.
You didn't feel isolated at all before?
Oh, no, I loved it. This house here, I suppose, 15 years Bill. We've always had very good neighbours, so I suppose I shouldn't complain about that.
Mm.
But I just like the paddocks and the space. And
you miss that feeling of space, do you?
Yes. Yeah. Although it's still quiet.
Yes.
Mm. You would probably think, you know, it's very quiet. There's quite a lot of traffic goes up that Riverston Road, though, because it goes up to the high school.
Oh, right. Mm.
But, no, I liked it when it was a quiet little town.
And you knew more people.
Well, you did. You could go shopping and you'd know everybody in the shop sort of thing, the greengrocers and the paper shop and the grocer shop. And you sort of knew everybody.
And you found it more personal. The shopping was a bit more personal. It's a bit more impersonal today in the big supermarkets,
yes.
Isn't it?
Well, now you've got Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it is more impersonal.
Yeah.
Although luckily I have the car now to do it in, or I'd be a bit hard done by.
And when after the war, when European migrants started coming out to the western suburbs to live, did you notice a lot of them coming to live out here at Riverston?
No. Not a lot.
Mm. So you didn't have much contact with any migrants at all? None of your neighbours were migrants.